Good morning. The storm system that hit the region yesterday with a whole bunch of snow is now moving north and east of the Canadian Maritimes on its way out. A bit of a north to northwesterly wind flow today, which will continue to scour out the remaining moisture. Still a couple of flurries left over in spots, but the trend will be toward drier weather with increasing sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon. Temperatures will be colder than average today, with many places staying in the teens and lower 20s. High pressure building in from the Great Plains will keep skies partly cloudy and dry tonight, the exceptions being perhaps a few flurries and snow showers off of Lake Ontario and the favored lake areas. Meanwhile, there'll be a wide range of temperatures. With the new snowpack, many locations that get a calm wind tonight will go to zero or below, while most everyone else will stay in the 0 to 10 above range. This will set us up for a dry and sunny day tomorrow, although it will be breezy and quite cold, with lows again reaching the upper teens and lower 20s. That high pressure center will crest over us on Saturday, with highs in the mid-20s to go along with a good deal of sunshine the first part of the day before clouds start to move in later. Several weak areas of low pressure will approach the region on Sunday. Without any organization with these low-pressure centers, we'll see a lot of clouds and chances for light snow from time to time. But the prospects for a big storm are going away right now, the way it seems, and high temperatures for Sunday will be back into the middle and upper 20s. Behind that system, cold again on Monday, with a wind out of the northwest adding to the chill, 22. Lower 20s again on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies and more dry weather on Wednesday with highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. Behind that latest storm, very cold air is moving back into the middle of the country. Wind chill advisories and warnings are out for virtually all of the Great Plains from North Dakota all the way down toward Dallas, the high plains of Colorado and Wyoming. Wind chill values in most locations will be between 15 and 30 below zero, with some places as low as 40 below zero. A winter weather advisory is in effect for parts of Oklahoma and northwest Texas. A fast-moving upper-level disturbance will spread light to moderate snow across the region today. 1 to 2 inch snow amounts will be most common, with locally higher amounts of 2 to 4 inches possible in some spots. And a winter storm warning is in effect for parts of Oregon, and even a blizzard warning for the western Columbia River Gorge. A storm coming in off the Pacific Ocean will drop 4 to 8 inches of snow on many locations into the weekend, including Portland. Winds will increase as well, especially in the gorges, with the western Columbia River Gorge seeing wind gusts potentially up to 75 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Krakow, Poland at 12 a.m. Eastern Time back on January 9th. The last report of hail was at Borlänge, Sweden at 2:20 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies in 4 below zero, with a northwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 13 degrees with a dew point of 6, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Vero Beach, Florida, to a low of 33 below zero at Utica, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid to upper 20s, Boston partly sunny in the mid 20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and highs in the middle teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 27 degrees, the low 17. The average temperature, 22, that's 2 degrees below normal. 93 hundredths of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 10.4 inches of snow in Albany. For the month, 10.4, and that's 8 inches above normal. 47.5 inches of snow now for the season, which is 11 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low 16. The record high 55 set in 1991, and the record low 20 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:15 p.m. 10 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the teens. partly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers in the mountains and lows 0 to 5 above, but as low as 10 below 0 in the sheltered valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers, lows 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, cold, lower 20s, mid-20s on Saturday with increasing clouds. Light snow likely on Sunday in the middle to upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cold Monday, lower 20s. And mostly sunny on Tuesday around 20 and lower to mid-20s with increasing clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.